listener production.
Good morning, Charlotte Wallen here with your Mid-North Coast news briefing. The Country Women's Association says there's been a noticeable lack of campaigning from the major parties in our Mid-North Coast communities in the lead-up to the state election. While the group's had a number of responses to its list of priorities for regional and rural New South Wales, President Joy Beams says they were lacking in detail.
We are seeing a lot of stuff targeted to the metropolitan area, but not too much targeted to regional New South Wales. And there might be a lot of population living the Sydney basin, but without the rest of New South Wales doesn't exist.
Among the issues it wants more commitment on are fixing regional roads, affordable housing, employment growth, and real-time data for flood-prone areas. We have seen a rise in the number of loss-making property sales across the Mid-North Coast in the most recent quarter, but it's still nowhere near as much as in Sydney. That's according to CoreLogic's Pain and Gain report, showing an increase here of less than 1%, compared to 8.8% in the state's capital. The group's Eliza Owen says we could see the downward trend continue, which is likely to result in people holding onto their properties for longer.
We're going to continue seeing mild price falls towards the start of the year. There is risk that property prices could decline amid higher interest rates, a looser labour market, and the fact that so many people on fixed rate mortgages are coming off onto higher interest rates this year.
100 undecided voters have sided with the Labor leader over the Premier, following the final leaders' debate before the big day on Saturday. Chris Minns and Dominic Perrottet faced off last night, answering a bunch of questions from cost of living concerns to privatisation. At the end of the night, the opposition leader claimed victory, winning close to 50% of the voters. 20% remain undecided.